This week on Windows, we're showing off a sweet new 3-in-1. Yeah, you heard me, 3-in-1.
And the magic of Gears of War 4 is upon us.
And me without my Lancer. You're watching This Week on Windows.
Welcome to This Week on Windows. I'm Kate.
And I'm Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. And this week we're talking Gears, Gears, and more Gears.
That's right. Gears of War 4 drops this week, and we've got all the feels for this Xbox Play Anywhere title. But first, let's dive into some other news from around the Windows 10 world in headlines.
Now, our friends over at HoloLens are all about the future of technology, and this week, their technology has gone global.
Microsoft HoloLens brings holograms into your real world. On March 30th, 2016, the development edition was released. And today, we take our next big step together. Today, we get to say,
welcome to the world. The world's first self-contained holographic computer is now available for developers and commercial partners.
That's right. HoloLens is now available to developers in Australia, France, Germany, Ireland, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Now developers from all over the world have access to this incredible new technology, so we can look forward to more holographic innovations from around the world coming soon. To learn more, head to Microsoft.com/HoloLens. Hey, Larry.
Yes, Kate?
Did you know that Gears of War 4 is out, like, now, for everyone around the world?
Yeah, you know, I'd be pretty poor at my job if I didn't know that much.
You said it, not me.
All right, anyway, Gears of War 4 is out now. That means many a swarm has felt the righteous bite of a Lancer's chainsaw, and so many of you have already taken your first brutal steps as JD, Kate, and Del in the Coalition's enormous, beautiful, and bombastic new chapter in the Gears saga. From the campaign to competitive multiplayer, and of course, the fan-favorite Horde 3.0, there are millions of hours of Gears goodness being played on Xbox Live on both Xbox One and Windows 10 right now.
Of course, don't forget that Gears of War 4 is an Xbox Play Anywhere title. This means if you purchase it on your Windows 10 device, you also own the game on your Xbox One.
That's kind of awesome, and vice versa.
You bet your sweet Marcus Phoenix it is. If you purchase the game on Windows 10 and you want to download it on your Xbox One, simply fire up your console, choose My Games and Apps, and then select Ready to Install, and you'll see Gears of War 4 right there.
Now, if you bought the game on your Xbox One and you want to download it on your Windows 10 gaming laptop or PC, simply go to the Windows Store, select your profile here, and choose My Library. You can then download the game right from here.
Xbox Play Anywhere games saves that travel with you between devices and crossplay are all great features, but don't forget about the Xbox app and the Game Bar on Windows 10 as well.
Uh-huh. With the Game Bar, you can capture screenshots, record game clips, and even record your microphone so you can narrate your experience while capturing your video. Simply tap the Xbox button if you're using the controller, or press the Windows key plus G, get it? Windows key G, to bring up the Game Bar.
Of course, those screenshots and clips need to be shared to the world so your friends and the community can marvel at your audacious gameplay. You can share all of them through the Xbox app, to your activity feed, messages, showcase, and even Twitter. You can also manually snag any of your screenshots or recordings in the video folder under Captures. From there, you can upload and share to wherever and whomever you'd like.
All right, have fun. And speaking of the Xbox app, this is your home for connecting to all things Xbox. You can check out your activity feed to see what your friends are up to, check your achievements, launch games, stream games from your Xbox One onto your Windows 10 device, visit game hubs to see what's up in the community, and later this year, you'll be able to browse clubs you belong to and set up looking for groups so you can connect more easily with the community to get co-op and multiplayer matches going in a hurry. Now, Molly from the Windows blog is going to give us a look at a phone that's a 3-in-1. Phone 3-in-1.
Hi, I'm Molly Ruiz Hopper from the Windows blogs, and this is the brand new HP Elite X3. I've had the chance to go hands-on with the device over the last few days, and I wanted to take a moment to go over what stood out to me. First, one of my favorite Windows 10 features is Windows Hello, which lets you securely and seamlessly log into Windows 10. And the HP Elite X3 not only boasts a camera sensor for Windows Hello, but also a fingerprint reader, so you can log in securely whichever way is most comfortable for you. Where the HP Elite X3 really shines, though, is through the use of Microsoft Continuum, which can work in a couple of exciting ways. For example, if I connect the Elite X3 to the HP Elite X3 desk dock, it can connect with a mouse, keyboard, and monitor. The phone will automatically take advantage of Microsoft Continuum and provide you with a desktop experience so you can work full screen in apps like Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. You can also use the Elite X3 with a super lightweight HP Elite X3 lap dock. Since I'm constantly moving from meeting to meeting, this is ideal for me. The device will pair wirelessly with the lap dock, so I can keep it in my purse and create a full laptop experience wherever I need to. Between the smartphone mode, the desk dock, which lights up a full desktop experience, and the lap dock, the HP Elite X3 is designed to be a full 3-in-1 device that gives you the tools to get your work done no matter where you are or what form factor you need.
Did you know you can take notes, sketch, and even take a screenshot all in one place? It's called Windows Ink Workspace, and it's your home for Windows 10 productivity. Starting with the way you get to Windows Ink Workspace by clicking the Windows Ink Workspace icon on the taskbar. So you'll see the new Sticky Notes app that allows you to create and save notes, as well as create Cortana reminders straight from the note. Plus, with Bing integration, you can do things like track flights, stocks, and even get details on an address right from your notes. Hello. Then there's Sketchpad that turns your screen into a blank canvas ready for you to quickly draw an idea, doodle, create, and solve problems. Plus, bring up that snazzy digital ruler for straight lines just like paper. Looking for a way to draw on a screen capture of your entire desktop? Well, look no further than Screen Sketch, allowing you to collaborate on documents as you might with pen and paper, or add your personal touch to a pic in the Photos app and share it with the world. Haha. And here's a bonus, did you know? Did you know you can program your Surface Pen to launch Windows Ink Workspace? Jump on over to Settings, then Devices, then Pen and Windows Ink. Scroll on down to Pen Shortcuts and select Windows Ink Workspace under either click once, double click, or press and hold. So that's all we've got for this week, but remember to keep it right here each and every week. I'm Kate.
And I'm Larry, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.